WWG after further review, as this is one of Frank's favorite songs.
Do not listen to him. He is selling you snake oil.
We don't sell snake oil, but we provide an entertaining and thought-provoking sports show on 88.3 WXUT. Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And sometimes we provide a life lesson. Ain't that right, Frank?
Life lesson my ass.
Don't be a hater. And tune in to AFR Saturday mornings 11 to 1 on WXUT. Fula. Know what time it is when you hear that song. It's time for Frank's Power Play. Frank, take it away, man.
All right, and I'm going to start off talking about the All-Star game that took place this past weekend down in Tampa. Third year of its tournament format, where you have the Metropolitan and the Atlantic Division play each other. They're in a game. Then you have the Central and the Pacific play each other, and then the winners meet each other for all the marbles. The Pacific Division emerged as a winner, and it was Vancouver Canucks rookie Brock Besser who took home the All-Star MVP. This guy ended up winning the accuracy competition and the skills showdown on the Saturday before. And this guy is, I think, really becoming a piece of the future of the Canucks, and I think he could very well win the Calder Trophy this year. So, Brock Besser, here is definitely a name to watch, even though the Canucks are a complete dumpster fire. At least he is he's someone that is worth every penny to go watch. Watch it also, trade deadline is going to be coming up in about a month. And according to TSN's trade bait list, I'm going to highlight a few players who are on that list. Named the top list is Buffalo's Evander Kane, who has been kind of in and out of the limelight. I know when he was with the Winnipeg Jets, he kind of fell out of favor there. He got shipped to Buffalo, but he's a pending unrestricted free agent. Only 26 years old, he's probably going to be the big prize. If a team that's looking for playoff help lands him, that could be a move that puts him over the top. Red Wings' Mike Green is the second best. Team looking for a defenseman who can score on the power play. He's put up 26 points this year. He's a pending free agent, I've heard. He could possibly get traded back to Washington, to the Capitals, where he spent most of his career. A few other names. Patrick Maroon of Edmonton is someone who could help your team with scoring. Mike Hoffman with Ottawa, who is very good as a rookie, and he's kind of fallen off a little bit. Max Pacioretty of Montreal was a little bit surprising, but it sounds like Montreal is looking to possibly clean hot to blow it up, because I also see Alex Galchenyuk on the list. This, I've also heard Shea Weber, who is currently injured. Andrew Shaw's name is on there. The only one I haven't really heard is Carey Price, their goaltender. So that's going to be something interesting to see who ends up buying, who ends up selling, being at the deadline. Right, so, and of course, speaking of my deadbeat hockey team, the Red Wings, there was kind of a tournament of the 32 worst moves of Ken Holland's tenure as GM.
Why do you do that? You always dogging them, the deadbeat Red Wings. I mean, I guess till the management cleans up, they'll always be the deadbeat Red Wings.
Well, I've said it before that Ken Holland is gone after this year. I think I said a couple weeks ago that Seattle has supposedly wanted him to be their GM. His contract is up. And he has told Chris Ilitch that he could take this job and shove it. Or he could end up possibly going to Vancouver as well, because I've heard that they might whack Jim Benning. So I think he's going to end up somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. And of course, the worst move of Holland's career, this was all done by Jeff Moss of the Detroit Sports Rag, was overpaying loyalty, which I have said on this show has been a problem that I have had. I mean, like, paying guys like Jonathan Erickson and Justin Abdelkader her huge contracts. There were also some guys like in the past, like Kirk Maltby, Chris Draper, Dan Cleary, who I have ripped on this show and said that Holland should have been fired for that. And also the ever-popular Johan Franzen over Marion Hossa. That was actually the runner-up of the tournament, but I think that was more of a loyalty thing there. So that's, I think, really, Ken Holland has sealed his own fate and written his own epitaph on his grave, whether he likes it or not. We'll check a little bit of player safety news that's come out from the Department of Player Safety. Becca missed this from a couple weeks ago. Boston Bruins forward Brad Marchand got suspended 5 games for elbowing New Jersey Devils forward Marcus Johansson. This has been the 8th time where Marchand has been either fined or suspended since probably 2010. And the guy has built up a pretty bad rep. New Jersey's Taylor Hall got fined $5,000 for boarding Pink Sabres forward Kyle Okposo. And Sabres' Johan Larson just got suspended 2 games for cross-checking the Florida Panthers forward Vinny Trocheck. And after last night, where in a game that that David the Man of God Harris's Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the Washington Capitals, Capitals forward TJ Oshie got fined $5,000 for cross-checking Chris Letang. So that's the list of the bad boys who are in trouble right now. Some news on the injury front. But I know there's a lot that's gone on. Toronto Maple Leafs, Morgan Rielly, defenseman, he could possibly return this Saturday. He's been on IR for a while. Lightning defenseman Dan Girardi, he's been nicked up. Andre Palat, forward, he's on IR. Victor Hedman, he was said to be out for a while, but it sounds like he could be coming back. Heck, David's Penguins right now. Connor Sheary is apparently week to week with a lower body injury. Not sure how long he'll be out for. Only time will tell there. Their Ottawa Senators forward Bobby Ryan, hand injury. He's going to be out for an undetermined amount of time. Nashville Predators forward Philippe Forsberg, he's on IR, missed Tuesday's game against Derek's Blackhawks. Montreal Canadiens defenseman Shea Weber has a foot injury. He was in a boot for a while. He has yet to resume skating. And Edmonton and Oilers, they've listed Adam Larson on the report. He actually recently lost his father, so condolences to him and his family. Hey, that's pretty much some of the big names on the injury report right now. Taking a look at the standings on this Saturday, the third day of February in the year of our Lord 2018, in the Eastern Conference, Washington Capitals are leading the Metropolitan Division with 65 points, but David's Penguins, they were kind of flirting with disaster a little bit. They have rebounded to hold down the fort in second place with 61 points. They've won their last 4, including putting up a touchdown on the Capitals. Those last night. They'll be in action tonight against the New Jersey Devils. And speaking of the Devils, they currently sit comfortably in third with 60 points. As I mentioned time and time again, probably one of the more pleasant surprises. The Tampa Bay Lightning still hold it down in first place in the pretty bad Metropolitan Division with 73 points. They shellacked the Flames in their most recent outing on Thursday. They're in Vancouver tonight to battle the Canucks. The Boston Bruins sitting 5 points back in second place. So Tampa's not completely ran away with the Atlantic yet. Maple Leafs currently sitting in third with 65. The wild cards right now, the Columbus Blue Jackets hold down the first wild card with 58 points. The Philadelphia Flyers hold down the last wild card with 56. actually tied with the Carolina Hurricanes with 56 points, and then both New York teams, Rangers and Islanders, with 55.
1 minute to go in the power play. 1 minute
tight
to go.
The Metro is. Rest of the East, Red Wings, Panthers, Canadiens, Senators, and Sabres. Sabres are the worst team in terms of goals scored in the NHL. Over in the West, the Winnipeg Jets leading the Central with 69. Predators second, 67. Blues third with 65. It is the Central is an absolute meat grinder. As Dallas and Minnesota hold down the two wildcard spots. Followed
what about
by
those Las Vegas Knights, though?
I'll get to them in a moment. As Colorado currently sits just outside the playoff spot with sixth place in the Central, but they're only a point out of a playoff spot, and they could conceivably make it in. And Derek, your Blackhawks, sitting with 55 points, are dead last in the Central Division. It's going to be interesting to see what Stan Bowman does at the trade deadline. I know he's been a buyer in the past.
Some people say Quenneville should be fired.
Well, I've wondered the same thing. Is Quenneville going to be on the hot seat because two first-round playoff exits, and then this happens? He is on thin ice.
You can't really blame him when you got all your money tied up in Kane. And
yeah, that is very true. And over in the Pacific, the Vegas Golden Knights still keep on trucking. They lead that division by 10 points, 72. They ended up losing 5-2 last night to the Minnesota Wild. They'll play the Capitals on Sunday. Sharks in second, Ducks in third. The rest of the Pacific, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, and the Arizona Coyotes, who are trusting the process.
As always, we always trust the process. Once again, that's Frank Mashner's power play there, man. That's a good power play. I mean, we haven't done it in a while. I think it's been the last couple of weeks we haven't done that.
Yeah, I've had to do it pretty much over the phone with you.
Right. So that's pretty good, Frank. I actually like that. So we're going to get in this power play here. Put my last place Blackhawks theme music after they score a goal. They haven't been scoring enough goals because they are in last place, obviously.
The thing is that Central Division I mentioned is an absolute meat grinder. They might be in last place, but they are four games above 500.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we're going to get on out of this power play. We got to get to David the Man of God Harris. And football. This has been a big weekend. As it's the Super Bowl. We'll get his predictions and what he thinks is going to happen. You can always listen to Frank's Power Play here on 88.3 WTs after further review on the SoundCloud page. Or, also, Frank, you just joined your own Power Play late, dude. We've been on for about 10 minutes, and you just joined.
I shared it. That way people can watch the replay.
Oh, okay, good. It did get cut in the middle of it, though. I accidentally didn't hit the live button. But anyway, we're going to get on out of this segment. Coming up next, we got David the Man of God Harris. We're going to talk a little bit about football. But once again, iTunes, if you got an iPhone, we are in your pocket, and you can listen to us. And also on the SoundCloud page. You got an iPhone, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if you got an Android, make sure you just listen to us on the SoundCloud app. Coming up next, David the Man of God Harris, 88.3 WTs after further review.